When a for sale sign went up on one of Newmarket's oldest businesses, the community took notice. Lewsby Memorial has been operating in Newmarket since 1865, currently at the corner of Main and Queen Streets, with heritage protections on the building itself. The sale comes after owner and store operator David Tomkinson passed away in April, with the business having been closed since then. Newmarket historian Richard McLeod has family ties to the business, with his grandfather and uncle running it before the Tomkinson family took it on in 1975. "Like most of the community, I can't even begin to fathom what it will be like if it disappears," McLeod said. The business has been in place for generations, using a boomtown style of architecture popular for commercial buildings at the time, according to the municipality. The town registered it under the Ontario Heritage Act in 2006, identifying it as one of the oldest businesses in Newmarket operating at its original location. Lewsby Memorial Company has temporarily suspended receiving new lettering and monument orders while we go through an operational restructuring after the sudden death of our owner, an April 15 message still posted front door states. "We are sorry for any inconvenience and appreciate your patience, understanding and sympathy." A real estate listing identifies that only the business is for sale, according to Realtor.ca. "Seize the opportunity to own a well-established monument business located on Main Street in Newmarket," the listing said. "With significant growth potential for expanding into additional services, this turnkey operation comes with equipment, trained staff and strong supplier relationships, ensuring a smooth transition." The listed asking price for the business is $830,000. Newmarket Today did not receive a reply from Lewsby Memorial before publication deadline. "As one of the most historic and few memorial services in the region," McLeod said, "Lewsby Memorial has a presence in a wide area. It's a very lucrative business and there aren't that many around," he said. "It doesn't matter where you go in York region, you will find my grandfather's, George Lewsby's, tombstones because he was it, basically. It's a lost art." Residential development is due to happen nearby. A 68-unit townhouse is proposed for Main and Queen, but the Lewsby Memorial property is excluded from the project. The Ontario Heritage Act protection on the property means that owners would have to seek municipal approval for things like alterations that impact heritage attributes, new construction or additions, or demolitions. "The business has withstood even eras like the Great Depression," McLeod said. "They were doing very well because death doesn't take a rest," McLeod said, but added that his grandfather would let people get by paying with credit or animals at times. "He used to say that everybody that dies needs a tombstone, and it shouldn't depend on whether you have money or not." Many Newmarket residents reacted with concern on seeing the sale sign on the business. Lewsby's had been a part of Main Street forever. Newmarket powers that be better make sure the site is kept as historical. "So darn sad," one local said on Facebook. McLeod said people worry about the future of buildings like this anytime they change hands. "It's been serving the community for so long, I just think people don't know what they're going to do without the services of the monument place," McLeod said. "Death is a very personal thing for people." McLeod said he hopes the business can remain a memorial carving service. Failing that, he said he could see it becoming another type of business, like a cafe. "Just keep the building. I just hope they keep the building because it's a unique building. People would really miss it."